and welcome to Secrets of the Heart, Women's Journey Towards God. I'm your host, Amanda, and we're so glad that you tuned in today. On this episode, Ghislaine will be talking about women in leadership.
So, I'm happy to talk to you guys about leadership and women leading. This is such a big challenge. I want to start talking about what the Bible says about being a leader. Well, leading for women is such a big thing, and we must understand that no matter the field, if you are leading in business, or if you are leading ministry, or if you are leading your home, your family, we as leader and women of God, we must follow Jesus' leading principles. Luke 22 verse 26 says, "But among you it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant." When we follow Jesus' principles, we understand that being a leader is being the servant, being the one who is always ready to serve, ready to take care of people, not the one who will be served. Psalm 78 and verse 72 says, "So David shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands." To serve people, to be in the lower position, is something hard because our hearts, we normally tend, as human, we tend to be willing to be higher, in higher positions. We don't want to serve people. We just want people to recognize our skills. We want people to please us. But here in Psalm 78, we learn that David shepherded all his people, a nation. David was a king, and the way he shepherded the kingdom, all this country he was serving, was according to his heart. It was according to his heart integrity. So a leader must understand that leading people should be out of love, should be out of integrity. When we think of famous leaders in history, we can easily identify the ones who led out of pride, selfishness, fear, anger, and so many other feelings that brought people a negative sense of being led by someone who is so self-centered. And now, if you think of normal, plain people like me and you, if you remember of a boss or your mother, a supervisor, a teacher, a team leader, what kind of leader have you had contact with? Are you able to identify the leaders who have this Christ-like character? Because what makes this difference is just the way you love people. It's just the way you care about the ones who you are leading. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." When you think that you are leading as a woman, how do you lead? How often do you check your leader heart? A great leader is the one who is centered in Jesus, who flows in the Holy Spirit. Leading a business or a huge company or a choir at your church or your family, or even leading a group of friends, you will be successful if you guard your heart. If you guard your heart from this society concept of a leader must be higher, a leader must be the one who look down people. As women, we gotta fight against this wrong concept and check what the Bible says, always. And if we check the Bible, we're going to for sure check our own hearts. Let me ask you a question now. Why do some women become so cruel when they lead people? You know, nowadays, women in our society have to deal with the influences of many different groups. Most of them say that women should please themselves, show men that they can conquer anything they want to, fight for independence, live life without caring for anyone. And these philosophies go on and on. The only problem with this modern things is that the majority goes totally against what the Bible says. And the book of Galatians points out the negativity that these external influences bring to our society and to us, women. Anything that suppresses the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives should be avoided. Let me read for you Galatians 5, 25 and 23. It says, by contrast, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. So you see that they start saying by contrast. So being the contrary of what we hear nowadays, of all these teachings and talks about, you know, women being powerful by making people feel small. That's not right. Women, we should empower the others. And when we lead, that's a big and the greatest opportunity to do that. If you are a leader who empowers people, you are doing a good job. You are doing what Jesus did. Jesus always empowered people. He always shared any task he had to. You know, he gave to all his disciples missions and tasks to be done during the day. So that's what he was teaching them, that they could be better and they could do more than what he even did. So think about it. Think how you lead people. When we lead with the fruit of the Spirit, we have no malice in our words, in our decisions, interpretations, goals, any instruction or any action we give to our group will be with love. So women who flow in the Spirit lead to benefit, to strengthen, and to build others up. Always, always. And in our handbook, we have a list of scriptures on leadership. And I want to close this episode with my favorite verse. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.